Welcome to Tzavarei Melacha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we will be studying Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek 12. The last perek discussed the characteristics of Mashiach and the remarkable changes that will happen in the world. This perek concludes the panoramic view of history that Yeshayahu has taken us, from Perek Aleph until now, where he describes the sins of the people, their punishment, their exile, which ends with Mashiach and redemption. This perek now describes what each person will experience during this time. We currently live in Galus, in a time which is confusing. We know that everything comes from Hashem, but we also know that some things are bad, like war and illness, and some things are good, like birth, marriage, and success. The existence of two types of reality is reflected in halacha. When a person hears very good news, there is a bracha of Hatova Meitiv, blessed is the one who is good and does good. However, when there is a tragedy, we say Baruch Dayan HaEmes, blessed is the judge who is truthful. We acknowledge that the bad is Hashem's judgment, even though we can't see how this is for our own good. At the time of Geula, our perspective will change. We will realize that all of the punishments and all the things that we perceive as bad were all really there from Hashem to help us. During the times of Mashiach, Pasuk 1, Odcha Hashem ki anaftabi, I will thank you, Hashem, for you were angry with me. The Malbim says that we will thank Hashem for punishing us because these events allowed us to do tshuva. Let's say someone is mean to a good friend. We would want the friend to tell us that there is a problem rather than ghosting us. When our friend tells us about the issue, we can repair the relationship. Over all the years of galus, exile, and punishment, these were Hashem's signs that we needed to fix our relationship. We will be thankful that Hashem communicated with us so that we could come close to Him again. Hashem's kindness goes even deeper. When Mashiach comes, we will realize that everything that happened in this world had a supreme purpose to give us good things. Yashov apcha usanachameni. When your anger turns away, you comfort me. During the Geula, we will realize that behind what appeared to be anger and bad were things that were actually positive for us. Pasuk 2 continues with other ways our perspective will change. During the time of the Geula, we will be relaxed and will not be afraid that we will go into Galus again. The Malbim brings three reasons for our sense of security. We will say, Pasuk 2, Hine kel Yeshuasi, Hashem is the God who saved me. The word Yeshua means a salvation that requires no input from the one being saved. We will also say that we know Hashem is eternal, all-powerful, and will never die or change. Therefore, Eftach velo Efchad, I will trust in Hashem and do not need to be afraid, as He is the God who has saved me. If Hashem has decided it is time for the redemption, nothing will change that reality. The Malbim adds another reason we do not need to be afraid, which is, Ki aziv zimras ka Hashem, for Hashem is my strength and my song. The fact that we were able to survive Galus is itself a praise of Hashem and a testament to His concern for us. The world will see that the Jewish people has survived and will know that this is only because of Hashem's kindness. With this recognition, we will not need to go into Galus again. Rav Schwab points out that these words, Aziv Zimras Ka, were taken directly from the Shiras Hayam, the song said after the sea was split. The song of the sea was introduced with the words, Az Yashir Moshe, then Moshe will sing. Chazal say that this hints to the time of the resurrection of the dead, when Moshe and all of Bnei Israel will sing again. Our Perek is the time when they will once again sing the praises of Hashem. There is one difference between the song in this Perek and the song at the sea. Here, the name of Hashem is spelled out in its entirety. At the Yam Suf, Hashem is only referred to as Ka, a Yud and a Hey. Chazal say that as long as Amalek exists, he diminishes Hashem's presence on this world, and so we perceive Hashem in a way that is lacking, indicated by the shortened name. In the times of Mashiach, Amalek will be destroyed. There will be no more war and no more famine that is caused by his evil, and so we will perceive Hashem with his full name. The third reason that we will be calm about our redemption is Vayhi Li Lishua. He has become my salvation. The Nevi'im have promised that there will be a time when the world will be saved. This Perek is that time. When Hashem is our Yeshua, our salvation, we can trust that all the words of the Nevi'im will be fulfilled and there will be no more Galus. we will not only be secure that our salvation is permanent, we will be confident that there will be additional salvations that will flow with an endless supply of good, both physically and spiritually. The metaphor the Navi brings for this is in Pasuk 3, is Ushaftim Mayim Besason Mimayinei HaYeshua. You will draw water with joy out of the springs of salvation. When water is drawn from a well, eventually the well runs dry. In the times of Mashiach, the joy will flow as if it is coming from a spring, which constantly replenishes itself and never dries up. Rashi says that the greatest joy we will experience is that we will once again learn the secrets of the Torah that are compared to water that were forgotten throughout the Galus. These waters of Torah will be revealed to us again. Yeshayahu envisions the Jewish nation sharing their understanding of Hashem and His greatness. The first pasuk of the song they will share is a quote from Tehillim and Divrei Hayamim, Perek 16. This pasuk was written by David HaMelech on the occasion of the transport of the Aron to Yerushalayim. After David captured Yerushalayim, he had initially tried to bring the Aron to Yerushalayim on wagons. That ended with the deaths of those transporting it, as the Aron is only meant to be carried on the shoulders of Kohanim. The second time, David had the Kohanim carry the Aron and had the Levim sing a song in front of it. We will sing this song again when we return to Yerushalayim. The people will call out to each other to encourage each other. Pasuk 4, Hodu LaHashem Kiru B'Shmo, give thanks to Hashem, proclaim His name. True salvation will prompt us to express our utmost gratitude to Hashem. We will want everyone to understand how much we have to thank Hashem for. We will encourage each other to Hodiu Ba'amim Alilosav, declare His deeds amongst the nations. The nations of the world recognize when Hashem does miracles. We will proclaim loudly that every day of life, not just the very outstanding events, are miracles of Hashem. In our gratitude, we will tell everybody, Haskiru Kineskav Shemo, make mention that His name is exalted. We will praise Hashem that He is above the laws of nature. Pasuk 5, Zamru Hashem Ki Geus Asa, sing to Hashem, we will say, because He has done glorious deeds. Mishpatot Sahav points out that even though the whole world is recognizing Hashem, we will still be obligated to praise and thank Hashem. The job of the Jewish people is to praise Hashem and to sing to Him and increase the awareness of His miracles in this world. When Yisro heard about Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea and the giving of the Torah, he came to join the Jewish people. The pasuk relates how then Moshe told him about all the miracles that Hashem had done. It's clear from the psukim that Yisro knew about these miracles. Why did Moshe need to tell him about them again? The Mishpat Sosav explains that the Jewish people have a special obligation to talk about miracles and to think about them, to thank Hashem and to teach others all the fundamentals of faith so that we can each can learn from the miracles. Our pasuk continues, Mudas Zos Bechol Haaretz. This is made known in all the earth. That will be our job during the time of Mashiach. The Midrash has a different interpretation of this pasuk that helps explain why Chizkiyahu did not become Mashiach. The Midrash says that Yeshayahu came to Chizkiyahu and told him that after the miraculous defeat of Sanherib's army, he should sing Shira. Yeshayahu said to him, Zamru Hashem, sing to Hashem. Chizkiyahu asked why. Yeshayahu replied, Ki ge'us asa, because He has done wondrous things. Chizkiyahu replied, Mudas zos b'chol ha'aretz, it's already known throughout the earth. The Torah that I am learning will be an atonement for the Shira that I have not sung. Why do I need to sing about these miracles if everyone has already heard about it? For this reason, because Chizkiyahu did not understand that the role of Mashiach is to thank and praise Hashem even when everybody knows the reason, he did not become Mashiach. Yeshayahu continues with what our thanks and praise will be in the time of Mashiach. Even though Hashem's greatness will be known throughout the world, the degree of thanks will be different in Yerushalayim. The perek ends, pasuk 6, Sahali Vironi Yosheves Sion, shout with joy in a special way, inhabitants of Yerushalayim. Ki gadol b'kirbech kadosh Yisrael, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of you. The Shechina of Hashem has returned to the Beis HaMikdash, and once again, Hashem is living in your midst. All the miracles that are being done by Hashem, the Kadosh Yisrael, for your sake. In this parak, we have seen how the Jewish nation is expected to act during the time of Mashiach. we will live with faith in Hashem, knowing that this is the end of all galus. We will experience overflowing joy from the non-stop goodness that Hashem gives us, both materially and spiritually, and we will be expected, as a result, to sing the praises of Hashem and share those praises with the nation of the world. Our gratitude to Hashem is the hallmark of the Jewish people and is the role we will fill when the world has reached its perfection. We have now completed an arc, beginning with the sins of materialism, corruption, and arrogance, and ending with our redemption in the times of Mashiach. In the beginning, the nation was self-absorbed and materialistic. The best antidote we have to that attitude is the characteristic of gratitude. When we express gratitude to Hashem, it helps us develop humility and to appreciate what we have. It prevents us from being distracted by desires, envy, and greed. We do not need to wait until the times of Mashiach to begin to thank Hashem for all that He has done for us. This is something we can do each day. Rav Schwab suggests that our perek finds its expression in our daily prayers in the section of Modim. There we thank Hashem for the miracles as well as for the daily gifts that He gives us that we know can only come from Him. When we thank Hashem for all that we have, we are living a life that makes us worthy of Mashiach. Thank you for learning together, Le'iloi Nishmas, Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bas Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.